Welcome to evening prayer for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening and the day is almost over. In the city of God, night shall be no more. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. O radiant light, O sun divine, of God the Father's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Son of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. Lord Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise the Father with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give thanks to you, O God, creator and ruler of the universe. You made the lights of the heavens, the sun in the day to brighten and warm the earth, the moon at night, and countless stars. You gave us these lights as signs for seasons, days, months, and years. Then, in the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ to be the light of the world, the morning star that never fades. Let your light illumine our lives and enlighten our path, until we may rest in perpetual light, through Christ our Lord and in the communion of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, I call to you, come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers, nor eat of their sweet foods. Let the righteous strike me. Their rebukes as oil upon the head are not to be refused. Yet my prayers are continually against the deeds of the wicked. Let their rulers be thrown down upon the stones, that they may hear my words, for they are sweet. Just as one who tills the earth breaks the rock, so let their bones be scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Guard me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone pass through.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O God, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified hearts we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you for ever and ever. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, in the city of our God, on the Lord's holy mountain. Beautiful and lofty, the joy of all the earth is Mount Zion, the summit of the north and city of the great King. God is in the citadels of Jerusalem, revealed to be the sure refuge of the city. Behold, the kings assembled and marched forward together. As they looked, they were astounded, dismayed, they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, they writhed like a woman in childbirth. With an east wind you shattered them like the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, may God establish it forever. In the midst of your temple, O God, we meditate on your steadfast love. Your praise, like your name, O God, reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad, and the towns of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments. Make the circuit of Zion, walk round about it, count the number of the city's towers. Consider well its ramparts, examine its strongholds, that you may tell those who come after. Mark this, God is our God forever and ever, guiding us even to the end. Gracious God, you have built us up like living stones into a holy house, with Jesus Christ, our precious cornerstone. Set us as a city on a hill, shining with the light of your steadfast love and proclaiming your praise to the ends of the earth, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You mortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you love illusions and seek after lies? Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call. Tremble, then, and do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed. Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Many are saying, "Who will show us any good?" Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me rest secure. O God, source of deliverance and help, do not let our hearts be troubled, but fill us with such confidence and joy that we may sleep in your peace and rise in your light, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And, leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you, from generation to generation. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel, to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense, O Lord. The lifting of my hands is an evening sacrifice. Give us your peace, O God, that we may rejoice in your goodness to us and to all your children, and be thankful for your love revealed in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for the faithful witness of Christian people, for the vast universe of galaxies and stars, for friends with whom we have shared, for the courage to be bold disciples, for the labors of those who have served us. Give us your peace, O God, that we may be confident of your care for us and all your children as we remember the needs of others. Especially we pray for Episcopal and Methodist churches, for racial justice and reconciliation, for those who are poor or vulnerable, for agents of caring and relief, for help for those who are abused or neglected. God, our Shepherd, you have brought us through this day to a time of reflection and rest. Calm our souls and refresh us with your peace. Keep us close to Christ and draw us closer to one another in the bonds of his wondrous love. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord, who is our peace, give us peace at all times and in every way. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.